From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The powerful storm system that has raked across the upper Midwest, dumping nearly 2 feet of snow, is being blamed for at least 6 deaths. And National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says the storm is pushing toward the northeast now and leaving a wide swath of frigid temperatures in its wake.
A large area of well below freezing temperatures cover much of the central U.S., and that cold air will be continuing to push east across much of the eastern U.S.
The storm has caused travel headaches across the Midwest. Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management says many people are still digging out.
Some parts of the state got 19 inches of snow. The blowing and drifting has really been an issue. We've had numerous accidents around the state.
The storm forced cancellation of thousands of airline flights, and the fallout from those cancellations is expected to be felt today. The heavy snow and ice also caused part of the inflatable roof of the Metrodome Stadium in Minneapolis to collapse. The Senate takes a key vote today on the tax cut deal worked out by President Obama and congressional Republican leaders. Presidential adviser David Axelrod says he's confident the measure will win congressional approval despite opposition to elements of the package by many Democrats.
Everybody understands what the implications for the economy would be. Every economist has spoken to it if that package doesn't move forward. So I believe that there will be a coming together around it.
Axelrod was on ABC's This Week. School lunches are expected to get a little healthier under legislation the president will be signing today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that improving child nutrition is a top priority for First Lady Michelle Obama.
The bill provides the first real increase in federal funding for school meals in more than 3 decades to help tackle the twin problems of hunger on one hand and obesity on the other. The increase works out to only about 6 cents per meal, but Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says creative cooks can make a little go a long way.
I happened to be in a school in Colorado not long ago where I was given a brownie. And it was a very delicious treat. I was told that it was very high in protein because it was made with black beans.
The bill also gives the Ag Department new powers to set nutrition standards for school food, including items sold in vending machines. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
NATO forces in Afghanistan are pursuing suspects after a car bomb attack that killed 6 American soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the attack took place in Kandahar province.
This summer's surge of 32,000 U.S. troops, most of them to the south of the country, allowed NATO and Afghan soldiers to push into districts around Kandahar and do battle with insurgents on their home turf. The Taliban response has been an ongoing string of assassinations of minor Afghan government figures and now a car bomb attack against a U.S. outpost. The Taliban took responsibility for the attack. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News from Washington. Searchers are looking for 17 crew members missing after a South Korean fishing boat sank in the frigid waters of the Antarctic Ocean. 5 others are known dead. 20 members of the crew were rescued. South Korea asked New Zealand for help with rescue efforts. South Korea stages a new round of artillery drills this week, prompting more warnings from North Korea. North Korea says cooperation between South Korea and the U.S. could bring a nuclear war to the Korean Peninsula. Dwali Saikautau reports New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., will be traveling to North Korea this week on a non-official visit, but he has often acted as a diplomatic troubleshooter in the past.
South Korea begins today new naval exercises off all three of its coasts. 5 islands along a disputed sea border with North Korea are excluded in the maneuvers. Officials say the exercises have not been aimed at any one country, but North Korea says the regional military cooperation is escalating tension between the North and South. A newspaper commentary by the North's official mouthpiece, the KCNA, claims cooperation is bringing dark clouds of a nuclear war over the Korean Peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Seoul.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, is meeting with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad today. Mullen will later visit U.S. military installations as American troops head into the final planned year of their mission in Iraq. And Maliki insists that Iraqi forces will be ready to handle all security responsibilities in the country after the end of next year. Mullen's visit comes a day after a suicide bomber killed 17 people outside government offices west of Baghdad. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for